Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Out there anxiously waiting for a vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The good news is the FDA and outside experts from the CDC are set to make its determination as to whether the vaccine will be authorized for that age range in the next few weeks. If authorized, we are ready. We have purchased enough vaccines for all children between the ages of 5 and 11 in the United States. And it'll be convenient for parents to get their children vaccinated at trusted locations. And families will be able to sleep easier at night, knowing their kids are protected as well.
Like a starving dog having a large piece of meat dangled in front of it, Joe Biden literally drools on international television saying, soon we'll be able to get to your children. 5 to 11. I know parents really want this. I know you're fighting to get this done. I know you want your children protected. And we've got experts, the CDC and outside experts, that are about to authorize it. Oh, this will protect you. So let's unpack the lies. Not just that he's now coming after our children, as we knew that was the primary target all along. After it's been proven that these shots don't work, they don't protect you, they destroy your immunity, they make you twice as likely to get COVID, more likely to go to the hospital, more likely to die. That's in the British Medical Journal. It's in the Johns Hopkins reports. So he's telling you the big lie, that it's safe and effective and it'll, quote, protect you, and that you really want this protection right now. That's the number one giant lie. Then he goes on and says, oh, it's going to get approved, if it gets approved, kind of jumped the gun there, by CDC experts and other outside experts. Well, he knows that a bunch of CDC officials quit. He knows the panel voted against it a month ago. He knows that the two top scientists that over vaccines at the FDA quit. He knows a bunch of others quit. He knows they said don't do booster shots for anybody. He says they know don't give shots under the age of 16. He knows all that. And so he's like, oh, and the CDC experts, oh, and outside ones, meaning Fauci and all those, that will say it's the best thing since sliced bread regardless. So again, this is the outright, total, complete assault that's going on. And out of all the great people out there that are criticizing this tyranny, most of them always add the proviso, oh, I'm not against vaccines. I just think we have a right to free speech. Well, this isn't a vaccine. This isn't traditional vaccines that have the classic issues with them, like being tainted, or the UN adding sterile hormones to it. It's not that. It's not the classic bad responses and then them covering that up, but it's on the inserts. No. This is a system that literally goes in and manipulates and damages your body to start attacking a protein that is in the uterus, that is in the ovaries, that is in the testicles, that is in the heart, that is in the brain, that is in the lungs, that is in the arteries. And they know damn well it's a slow death sentence that will cause hundreds of different illnesses that, again, the criminal medical system will get incredible power out of. So this is crossing the Rubicon. This is throwing down the gauntlet. This is coming after our children, and you know damn well they've already had a bunch of people quit in Europe, in the UK, in Australia, in New Zealand, in the US, and they don't care that the experts quit and said don't do this. They've got experts like the current head of the FDA that legalized OxyContin for children and legalized fentanyl. Yeah, that lady. They've got people that will do anything, that will sign our death warrant, because America is under biological attack. The same people that cooked up the Wuhan virus, the China virus, the same ones that released it, are the same ones that blocked the medical treatments for it. And they're the same ones that are now censoring members of Congress when they speak about it, or members of Parliament. Yeah, it's not coming out. YouTube is censoring members of the Parliament in the UK that are just against lockdowns, against vaccine passports. This is a corporate takeover. This is a corporate takeover for depopulation. Climate change is the pretext to make all carbon-based life forms the enemy. If I was writing a science fiction book about this, I'd say aliens ran our government that are anti-carbon, that are terraforming the planet to change it to the way they want it. But regardless, the facts are in. Our governments are out of control and want to kill us. We'll be right back. People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus, that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
I'm watching the midterms. Then you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You want to drop? You want to drop? Oh, we
did. Who is the president? You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
It's Friday, October 15th, 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm about to lay out all of the incredible breaking news that's taking place on this planet today. There is no doubt the Great Awakening has taken place, but the globalists are striking back with everything they've got. And if we do not trigger a true understanding for those that have awoken to exactly the enemy they're facing and how to defeat that enemy, this war will be a lot longer, a lot more protracted, and a lot more people are going to die. I want to explain this again, and we're not bragging, we're just stating survival facts here. This broadcast is the most hated, most demonized, most lied about pro-human transmission on Earth, and reaches the largest audience that any pro-human message has ever reached in the history of our species. That's just a fact. There are more people alive today, there are more people dialed into telecommunications, and quite frankly, even 40 years ago, maybe 1 out of 1,000 understood the globalist plan because it was embryonic at that point. Now it is operational. Now it is in our face. It is no longer in the Rockefeller's UN womb. It is a healthy, psychotic young man of 18 years of age with a battle axe wielding it at us. So that's the allegory. That's the analogy. So here's the big news. You notice William Shatner, who went to space yesterday and returned back, said to Bezos when he returned, "I saw death. I see death down there." Now, the full quote is, he said, "I saw how fragile the Earth is and how much danger it's in." And then when he looked at the Earth, he said, "I see death down there." And then he finished his little satanic riddle. And I'm not saying he himself is a bad person. I don't know Shatner. I can't judge him. I know people that know him well. They say he's a very nice, smart, caring man. And I certainly think he's entertaining and funny, and I've been watching him since I was a little kid. But that said, I've gone and seen his one-man show several times. So I like William Shatner. But that said, what he said, whether he was told to say it or whether he heard people say it and didn't know exactly what they were talking about, But you have to understand, these globalists have a religion that they are overseeing the Earth, that they are guardians of the Earth, but not guardians in the way you would think to save the earth and be good shepherds of the earth, as Genesis tells us to do, but that they are here to use the earth as like a chrysalis or like an egg yolk, to basically use its energy and its populations, not just human, to have this metamorphosis from the caterpillar into the butterfly of whatever that's supposed to be. And they talk about it being this electrochemical synthetic computer that merges with silicon, and that's why they talk about the AI gods. I mean, this is the real cult that they follow. I've been talking about it 25 years, but it's come out in mainline literature in the last 15 or so. And so what did William Shatner say? Let me just repeat this. He said when he looked out the window, he saw how fragile the earth was, and he saw death. In fact, that's the order. I see the earth is fragile. I see death. I contemplate death looking at the earth. And then he went on NBC News and several other channels and made the statement that soon a great catastrophe is coming. In fact, the exact quote is even more chilling. The coming catastrophic event.
Did William Shatner just mess up and tell the world something that we weren't supposed to know? He was just doing an interview today with NBC News, and in that interview he started talking about the quote, coming catastrophic event. Here, listen for yourself.
And it had everything. We're so happy that you're here.
Yeah. And it had everything. Good.
Yeah.
And the realization once again, the fragility of this planet, the coming catastrophic event, and we all have to clean this act up now.
Well said.
The coming catastrophic event. What?
The coming catastrophic event. Looking down on the earth and seeing mass death because the earth is so fragile and the humans are hurting it. You know, you could say these are just the ramblings of a 90-year-old man who's just been on top of a rocket, blasted into subspace, and then came hurtling back down, being born in popularity out of the Twilight Zone and then Star Trek, and then actually living to the year 2021 and seeing that unfold. It must be incredible. And I have to say I'm envious. But It's not just Shatner saying all this apocalyptic end of the world stuff. He's not like some crazy guy with a beard on the side of the road saying it. He's William Shatner, and he goes to these globalist conferences, the transhumanist conferences. I know people that are rich and powerful billionaires that have been to these. They're kind of the outside feeder groups into the deeper levels of the New World Order, where they go and hear from Ray Kurzweil, the head of Google Futurist programs, and learn how they must give up their humanity. And how humanity must be overwritten. And then again, out of that comes this beautiful metamorphosis. So, it's not just him saying it. It's the UN. It's all the major corporate media. It's AOC and Beto O'Rourke saying 2 years ago, the Earth ends in 12 years. The Earth ends in 12 years. Why would they say in 2019, the Earth ends in 11 years? She said 11 years. He said 12 years. And then they shortened and said 10 years. Why do they do that? Because they've all been told the end of the world's coming in 2030 as we know it. The third world's going to starve to death. There's going to be mass famines. There's going to be new deadly viruses that are, quote, created by global warming that are going to kill billions. Because they're not being brought in on the fact that this is being done by design. They're not being brought in on the fact that it's not global warming collapse in the third world. It was the lockdowns. They're not being brought in on the fact that it's Peter Daszak and Gates-funded programs with Fauci creating these viruses and releasing them in China. They're just being told, hey, the end of the world's coming. We've got to cut off resources. We've got to dig in at the same level you would if a giant asteroid was coming that you knew was going to kill 3 billion people. And the rest of the population is going to be running around like maniacs, burning and killing and stealing. And so you go ahead and decide to depopulate them before it actually hits. This is the situational ethics they're using with these people and telling them that the end of the world is imminent. So you've got to accept global government. You've got to accept censorship. You've got to accept authoritarianism. You've got to accept forced inoculations. And you've got to accept mass death and carnage because it's all for a greater good, because you've been let into the managerial class of the world government and you're going to be protected with those bunkers they built in northern Canada and in New Zealand and in Kauai, Hawaii and in Tasmania and in all these other places. But of course, you're really
not going to be protected. They want to keep the intelligentsia that isn't fully on board with them close to them, knowing only part of the story. And so that's why this is so chilling. That's why my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is so important, because it's their master plan laid out 15 years ago, and now we've left beta and are in operational. So just remember, with all we're going to cover today, the backdrop of the fact is William Shatner sees death on the face of Earth, like the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and he rode on the white horse was named Death. That's what he sees in your future. That's what he reads off that tarot card, seeing the planet. And he tells you, because the Earth's so fragile and the coming great catastrophe is about to take place, because this is their ethos. This is the new myth they're being given them, that they're going to be on Noah's Ark like Moonraker. They're going to survive, but all the rest of us have to die, and there's going to be a nostalgia for us, but it was for a greater good. And, oh, William Shatner and the elites didn't kill us. The viruses came because of global warming, because we were bad. That's why we died, not because it was cooked up in a lab and released on us 12 monkey style. The attack has already begun. If we don't reverse it now, most of us listening and most of us watching this program today will be dead very, very soon.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to this Friday edition. Owen Schroyer is about to take over here on the Alex Jones Show. But if you're listening, this is a life and death emergency SOS for all of us. The globalists are buying up all the companies. They are devaluing all the major currencies. They are undermining production worldwide to purposely sabotage the carrying capacity of the planet so that the industrialized society we've built cannot produce enough food and medicine for the general population. This has been tested out under sanctions in countries like Iraq, where the sanctions were estimated over 15 years to kill more than 2 million people, most of them children. And so when William Shatner talks about the big cataclysmic event he's talking about the globalists pulling the plug on civilization and then throwing out some voodoo of how, oh, it happened because the earth was too warm and new viruses emerged from the jungles that were really cooked up in laboratories. If we don't figure this out, if we don't expose this, if people don't paradigm shift and realize this is a new type of warfare, they're going to win. It's going to become increasingly obvious to everyone that this is real and not my opinion. It's from their own documents. Listen to me or prepare to die in the next decade. I would not be laying these things out. I would not be saying these things if they were not true. And I know it sounded crazy 25 years ago or even 15 years ago when I made Endgame, but now it's out in the open. The globalists have decided to carry this out. They've already implemented so much of the collapse that it may be too late to even turn things back now for the general public. And we're going to see billions starve to death in the chain reaction in the third world alone. And then the globalists, again, are going to organize those people through the UN. They're going to pose as the savior over the survivors and use them as a political, cultural invasion force and a permanent underclass they're going to manage and control. That's just one part of this organized global collapse that they're carrying out that gets more dystopic as it expands, not less. But at each leg of it, they're going to promise to make things better if you just give up more rights and more freedom. And you have to understand that what I said earlier is the key to all of this. A, get close to God, realize it's a spiritual fight. That's most important. But B, they cannot carry this out. That there is a mass awakening and epiphany and understanding of governments controlled by major corporations in control of crisis management, creating and exacerbating crises to get more power and control and to sever and shut down and destabilize society. That's why they block medicine, antivirals that end up killing tens of millions of people. That's why they order lockdowns. They know we're going to starve to death the third world where most people live hand to mouth. All of this is very, very simple if you understand geopolitical systems, economic systems, and cultural systems. And so we're already 10% into their operational phase. We've been in beta since the end of World War II. Now, in just the last few years, and they've said this at the UN, Biden said this, they've all said it, this will be a transformative decade to bring in the New World Order, to bring in the Great Reset, to, quote, build back better. And that means after they collapse our civilization, after they make you a pauper, after they make you extremely poor, if you're even lucky enough to live, they will then dictate biological control over your body. And you're already seeing them put a deadly shot in your body, trying to make you have it to keep your job or travel. You're already seeing where they want to take you with this in Canada and Australia and other areas, and it's all directed by the UN. So, again, it's not coming. It's here. And it gets worse, not better. But that's why they do it by increments. They take a little freedom, then tell you it's okay, take a little more, pat you on the head, tell you don't rebel, don't stand up. And by the time you turn around, everything has been taken from you and you've been chained down. You've been prepared for extermination, which is their final plan. They don't just want to have a big mass of poor people they control. That was the old feudalist model of control. This is a post-industrial, post-human exterminist operation. They didn't have votes at the UN in Rio de Janeiro in 1992 to put this in place. They were playing games. They didn't make all those quotes and make all those statements I put in the film Endgame because they were playing games. These are the most powerful people on Earth, but the only way they get away with it is posing as the saviors while they implement this crisis. And if they can sell the guilt trip on you and your family that you're a bad person, that the superviruses are appearing, and that the fires are appearing, and the floods are appearing, not from weather weapons, not from bioweapon labs, but from you. You having a car, you having a child, you living. So these people are absolutely evil. They are selfish to the core. They want life-assisted technologies. They want to use us as guinea pigs. And they've already been killing us in mass with these poison vaccines. They've already been killing people in mass with these lockdowns around the world. And now that is just an hors d'oeuvre to the main course, and we are the main course. Now, Owen Shorter is about to take over from Balance the Broadcast. There's so much more to get to later. I may call into the show because this whole thing with Joe Rogan and Gupta is so big and it's so important. And there's so much other incredible news taking place. And it didn't make national news, but in Florida, they're kicking the police chief, Art Aceveda, out in Miami because he tried to forcibly inoculate the police all over the country. From Dallas to Chicago to L.A., the police are saying no, that's good. The firefighters are saying no. The nurses are saying no. The military is trying to say no. And Biden's threatening to court-martial them. I mean, humanity is struggling. Humanity's fighting for its life. And that's a good thing. But we have to come together, black, white, old, young. We have to come together and realize that they're dividing us and they're conquering us. We've got our own differences. We can settle those later. But the globalists are coming down on everyone, and they're targeting everyone. And it's up to us to realize that if we don't do it, nobody will. So listen, listeners, you know it's not a game. That's why you tune in. But your friends and family know it's not a game now, too. They're ready to wake up. So now is the time. Now is the time to plant the seeds. Now is the time to tell people about Band.video and freeworldnews.tv and Infowars.com and to be proud of those sites. They've been proven right. They've been proven correct. You've been proven correct promoting it. You've been proven correct supporting it. And to give people that life-saving information. The people perish for lack of knowledge. So again, however you can, whenever you can, tell people the truth lives at Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video. And yes, help keep us on the air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. The sale ends this Sunday. 40% off on DNA Force Plus that cleans out your mitochondria in your cells and helps your telomeres last longer and with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more. It's 40% off despite the fact it's going to sell out in the next month. I'm keeping it on that sale till Monday morning. X2 is on sale. So good for you. The Essential Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Ultra 12. Winter sun, if you haven't experienced what these things do and the fog that personally takes me out of, I remember to take them, you need to experience it for yourself because you know it funds this operation. You know it keeps the tip of the spear on the air. You know it's a victory there. It could be a straight-up donation. It'd be a victory. But instead, you also get an incredible product back that makes you healthier, wealthier, and wiser, and for you and your family. So I know you as an audience know this, but if your friends and neighbors and families and perfect strangers don't know how important vitamin D is or vitamin 12 or they don't know about iodine deficiency, it's up to you to warn people and up to you to let them know. And they don't get it from us, get it somewhere else. Just make sure it's high quality. Make sure it's real. But back when we started promoting real deep earth crystal iodine 10 years ago, nobody even had it. Now it's a huge industry. A lot of other folks are putting it out. That's great. That's our job, is to be trailblazers. Yes, now Joe Rogan, as I told you a year ago, is red-pilled. He woke up really a year ago, a little over a year ago. I told you he was going to get hardcore. People thought I was making that up. Now you see he's hardcore. And it's the same thing with so many other people. It's our job to be trailblazers. It's our job to be icebreakers. It's our job to hit the barbed wire first. And that's what we've done. So please support InfoWars and support your own future. Remember, God's watching. So whatever you do, let the Holy Spirit guide you. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Now I hand the baton to Owen Schroyer and the great InfoWars crew in the ATX. InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the Global's plan. That's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price. We probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast. You get an incredible product at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
Okay, we are now live from the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer now live from the desk. We will be rejoined by Alex later. And I've got just stacks and stacks of news on my desk here. A lot, of course, as usual, dealing with the vaccines and with COVID, where now in Taiwan, I guess they're just being honest about everything in Taiwan, and they're saying, since they've been issuing the vaccines, that more people have died from the vaccine than COVID. Now, do you think that's exclusive to Taiwan, Or are they just the only country that's being honest about what's going on? Do you really think there's only one country on earth that has been vaccinating its citizens that's having more death from the vaccines than COVID? Do you really believe that? So I've got that news clip and that news report coming up. Now, if you recall, they're doing everything they can to try to erase the past, which is Fauci and Daszak and the rest of these people and Michael Spector. And we played the clips. We replayed a lot of it on the American Journal this morning. They're doing everything they can to erase their past of them bragging about the gain-of-function research, them bragging about the spillover research, them saying, this is a quote from Michael Spector saying, wouldn't it have been better if more people died during the swine flu so we could force more people to get vaccines? It sounds shocking, you can't believe it, but he said it, and I mean, I've seen the clips, we've played the clips. So they're trying to erase that, and they've been caught engaged in a lot of their criminal activity, but then they just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, oh, we're sorry, hold on, we'll do better next time. So they launched their investigation about a year ago into the Wuhan lab, where the virus originated, where Fauci is running operations out of, and it was all interior people that Daszak was friends with, people that were interior in the Wuhan lab. And so then even people in the World Health Organization and others said, well, wait a second, this is an investigation that is corrupted just on its face, because this is the potential people that need investigation investigating themselves. So obviously they're not going to find anything. So the World Health Organization had to come out and say, okay, we'll do it again. You caught us. We were investigating ourselves. And so, yep, that's not good. We'll just do it over. We'll just do it again. And so they did it again, and they launched their new investigative team, but they did the exact same thing, and they hoped we wouldn't notice. New World Health Organization COVID origin investigation team includes another Peter Daszak minion. The World Health Organization recently put together a new team of researchers to investigate the origins of COVID-19 pertaining specifically to the lab leak theory, and declared that this time conflicts of interest would be avoided. However, one of the leading members is a scientist who signed EcoHealth Alliance head Peter Daszak's infamous Lancet letter, which attempted to shut down the theory before it had even been looked into. And there's more on that from Steve Watson at Infowars.com. So they get caught with an inside investigation to investigate themselves, so nothing gets found, and they say, okay, we're going to do it again. And then they do the exact same gambit. And they thought we wouldn't notice. They really thought we'd bury our heads in the sand. They really thought we'd trust them this time around. So what are they going to do now? Are they going to have a third one? Or are they just going to let this one run its course and say, all right, we've just determined that no blame in the Wuhan lab, no blame to Fauci, no blame to Daszak. Just shut up, live in fear of COVID, get your vaccine, and let us dominate your life. But perhaps this is even more revealing. Not in the same way, but in a curious way, because as we know, Joe Biden is not really managing things. He is ceremoniously the president of the United States, but not really in practice. He can't even read off a teleprompter. He's reading off a teleprompter, and he doesn't even remember people's names that he just had meetings with. He falls asleep in the middle of meetings in the Oval Office, and then he can't remember the president of Kenya's name, and he just says, President Kenya. So that's how big of a joke this guy is. So who's really running this show? Well, we've heard Ron Klain is one of the main men behind the scenes running things. Now, this is a tweet from Ron Klain in February of 2019, and it's in response to this tweet from Tom Inglesby. And in fact, I see if you can find the full tweet from Tom Inglesby, because I just have the, I'm not sure if there's a thread here, but he says, if the U.S. government deciding to fund experiments aimed at making bird flu or other lethal viruses transmissible between humans It should publicly lay out its analysis of risks slash benefits, who made the decisions and how at all for public discourse. And so, again, this was not a secret at the time. We have the documents. Fauci's name is on them. They were doing gain-of-function research. They were doing spillover research. Gain-of-function, making viruses more transmissible, more contagious. Spillover research, taking viruses out of animals or that infect animals and making them infect humans. This is what Anthony Fauci was doing. It's on all the documents. There is no debate. He had multiple panels where they discussed this, and Dasik discussed this, and they bragged about it, and they just don't want you to know that that went on. They just want to bury that and act like it never happened now that it's their research and their virus, COVID-19, that has done all this devastation to the world. So whether you think it was intentional or not is irrelevant. It was Fauci, it was Dasik, and everybody knows it, even Ron Klain. So there's Inglesby at the time, and this is when Fauci was doing some of these board meetings, by the way. This is when Fauci was doing some of these public meetings, like the one that we covered the other night that we played replays of on the American Journal today with Michael Spector saying, "Don't you think it would have been good if more people died? Wouldn't more death have been a good thing, don't you think?" And Fauci's, you know, sitting there nodding his head. And so this is the freak show we're dealing with. But it wasn't a secret at the time. Now, you can try to put all this together and make sense of it, but there's things that we know. So you can say, hey, why is Fauci in January of 2017 saying that there's going to be a surprise pandemic, a surprise outbreak that catches Trump off guard? Why was he saying that? Well, perhaps there's room for debate and discussion there. But there is no room for debate or discussion. Fauci and Dasik and all the people they were involved with the Wuhan lab, were doing gain of function and spillover research with bat viruses, with SARS viruses, with COVID viruses, with flu viruses. That is not up for debate. It's on record. It's done. And so here's Ron Klain commenting on this, who's supposedly running the White House behind the scenes. "It's hard to overstate the risk of this if it goes wrong." Oh, wow. "Just a reminder that the largest single mass death event in U.S. history was not World War I or II or the Civil War, but the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic. Experts like Tom Inglesby and his colleagues should be consulted." So here's Tom Inglesby commenting on the research that is on record being done by Fauci and Dasik and others at the Wuhan lab because they had to move it out of North Carolina because it was deemed to be too dangerous. So they said, "We can't do this research in the North Carolina lab, shut it down." But instead of shutting it down, they just moved it to China. Everybody knew this was going on. They had public panel discussions. We have all the documents. And now here is even the man running the White House behind the scenes commenting on it, saying, "Hey, this research is dangerous. If something's go wrong, there could be a deadly pandemic." So here's the guy running the White House essentially incriminating Fauci and Dasik because they're the ones that made the virus that got released from the lab.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The White House chiefs of staff, I'm not sure his exact position off the top of my head, Ron Klain, but he's basically running things behind the scenes, was calling out the dangers of Fauci's research in February of 2019. Now, I can't pontificate on this any further, even though it probably warrants it. This is pretty significant, but I've got to get to the rest of this news. But it just begs the question. Is there no will at all, anywhere, to investigate Fauci and Dosik and their involvement with development of the virus known as COVID-19 and the Wuhan lab and the Chinese military? Is there no will? Are all of our people in our government that would be in charge of such investigations, are they just ignorant to all this? Are they totally compromised? Are they told that they're not allowed to investigate? How is it to this point? How is it to this point where, and this is kind of the beauty of it, where it's not just InfoWars that has all this information. It's not just InfoWars that's reporting all this information. I mean, dozens of outlets are reporting this information. Tucker Carlson has reported on it. The National Pulse has reported on it. The Gateway Pundit, the National File. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Hell, even mainstream news outlets are admitting all of this is real. So where's the investigation into Fauci? Where's the investigation into Dosik when even Ron Klain, who's one of the chief advisors to Biden, was calling out the dangers of Fauci and Dosik's research in 2019, and we have all the public panel discussions of Dosik, of Fauci, of the others, saying that, yes, we are doing gain-of-function spillover research, we have the documents, we have all of it. We've presented the entire case. All you need is one individual with the prosecutorial power or subpoena power or indictment power or whatever investigative power to look into Fauci and Daszak, and it's all there, man. It's all there. But somehow it's just, there's no takers. There's no interest. And now the World Health Organization is going to be investigating themselves again. I mean, look at this. This is even in the Washington Post. It was even in the Washington Post. So how is it Fauci is above reproach or beyond reproach? How is it there's no investigation, nothing, when everybody knows he was involved? And Rand Paul calls him out for lying under oath. So see, I've got to move on, but we should never move on from this. This should be it. This should be where it goes. But I've got to move on. But there you go. There's just more evidence that everybody knows it was Fauci that was making COVID-19 in a lab. Everybody knows it. Everybody knew it. And yet Fauci gets away with it, supposedly responsible for the biggest pandemic in world history. If you believe that, I mean, they're the ones selling you that. So how does Fauci get away with it? And now you have to suffer? Now the countries of Earth have to suffer? Now you have to take an experimental vaccine? So you get faced with all the punishments from Anthony Fauci's research in a Wuhan lab and a virus getting out. And you have to suffer. Not Fauci. He's more powerful and rich than ever. And apparently above the law. But I've got to move on. And so, you know, Chip Roy, I think, is a real good person. An honorable man from Texas who is in Congress, and he got called out by Jesse Kelly, who's a conservative commentator, radio host, about when the 15 days to slow the spread happened, how Chip Roy was all about it, and he called for shutting down businesses and everything. Well, Chip Roy responded the way an honorable man would, and he says, "I admit my shame. Against my gut, I accepted 15 days to flatten the curve out of deference to POTUS and the possibility the virus would be worse. I immediately called for a firm reopen date and took heat for it, but I admit my error and I apologize. Hashtag take back America." So that's an honorable person right there who admits a mistake and is trying to right his wrong. And he may be one of the only ones in Congress like that. Which is sad, but true. Now, getting more deeper into the latest COVID developments, leaked audio reveals Army doctor telling soldier with medical issue to take vaccine shot or face court-martial. So you understand this precedent now is you're going to have, if this trend continues, and Biden basically asserted that it will, and I've got these clips coming up, the video clips coming up soon, basically, it's going to get to a point where you either take the vaccine or you're going to get arrested. And I understand you don't think this could ever happen. You don't think this could ever be possible. Have you looked around lately? Have you looked around lately at the things you thought you'd never see that you're seeing every day now and it's getting worse? Empty shelves, intentional economic warfare against us. I mean, how epic is that? We have blatant economic warfare being launched against us right now, and it's just not even a big deal. It's just, oh, okay, whatever, and we just take it. So now you're in the military, you're going to face court-martial if you don't take a mandatory vaccine that is experimental, not as good as natural immunity, which most people probably have by now because they've already had COVID. So, hey, get a leg amputation. Well, I don't need a leg amputation. I just ran 10 miles. Don't care. You're going to face a court-martial if you don't get a leg amputation. Hey, you're going to have triple bypass surgery. Well, I don't need triple bypass surgery. My heart is in excellent condition right now. Never had any problems. Don't have a history of problems. Doesn't matter. Get that triple bypass surgery or face court-martial. So there's just so many different levels and angles of the absurdity here. And we just have to sit here and take it. This is what it would be like if you were a slave. Navy announces plans to expel those refusing COVID vaccine and revoke benefits. Yep. Total tyranny. And then this is exactly what Alex was talking about yesterday. This is exactly what we've been talking about for, I guess, almost a year now since the vaccine rollout, and we started having the doctors on about this, saying that you're going to have immunodeficiency syndrome from this vaccine. It's going to destroy your immune system, and then anything that gets in there, your immune system won't be able to fight anymore, and you're actually going to get really sick, and then they'll just say it's COVID because you can ramp up the PCR test or whatever to just say, oh, yeah, everybody's got COVID. So then they'll just say it's COVID, and they'll say, see, it's a bad pandemic. You should have gotten a vaccine, or you need to get 10 vaccines. A comparison of official government reports suggests the fully vaccinated are developing acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. So what does that mean? That means vaccinated individuals no longer have an immune system. Think about that. You've lived on this planet, let's say, for 40 years, or hell, I'm 32. So I've lived on this planet for 32 years. I have a developed immune system that is very strong and resilient against a lot of different things that have come in and maybe got me sick, maybe not, and I build the immune system. I have natural immunity to COVID. I've been around all kinds of COVID people, had dinner with them, nothing. And I was being facetious yesterday, but I'm dead serious. I will share a glass of water. I'll share whatever. I'll try to get COVID. I'll try to get sick with COVID. I won't because I have natural immunity. I had somebody COVID positive staying at my house for a week. Pretty sick. Not that sick, but, you know, pretty sick. Came to my house for a week and ended up getting sick. I said, hey, just stay the week. I'll take care of you. Never got COVID. Had dinner with this individual. Never got COVID. So, should I get the vaccine? Well, if I did get the vaccine, what would happen? I'd no longer have an immune system. So all the things in my immune system, or all the developments of my immune system that I have gone through from 32 years on planet Earth will all be wiped out with this vaccine. And I think we're just beginning to see really the true effects of this. Because maybe down the road, and this is more of a question to pose to a doctor, but you know, how bad can it really get with the elimination of your immune system with things like the chicken pox or other such things? I never got a chicken pox vaccine, but my neighbors got chicken pox when I was a kid. I'm probably about 5 years old. I remember my mom sent me over there. Next week, I had chicken pox. Lasts about a week. Now I'm immune to chicken pox. But who knows? That's what I'm saying. How bad can it get? Now can, let's say an old person that has a natural immunity to chicken pox, when you're elderly, chicken pox is actually devastating. When you're young, it's fine. Let's say now elderly people that have gotten this vaccine no longer have immunity to chickenpox. They get introduced to chickenpox. They get chickenpox. They die. Those are some of the repercussions that are very potential here, high potential, because the vaccines are killing your immune system. But hey, maybe one shot doesn't do it that bad, but two shots, three shots, four shots, your immune system is going to be wiped out by these vaccines. But it doesn't matter. They're still pushing full throttle on the gas. It's almost as if they want this.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People ask me all the time, Alan.